The opposition has branded the Albanese government's effort to curb inflation as a cost-of-living con job. The monthly consumer price index rose 3.5% over the 12 months to July, a touch higher than the 3.4% expected result, but down from 3.8% in June. Economists warn the data needs to be interpreted with caution as the monthly index is volatile, incomplete, and influenced by cost-of-living relief measures. Treasurer Jim Chalmers took credit for government measures that helped cool inflation with Commonwealth Energy Relief in Queensland and Western Australia, plus separate state-based assistance contributing to a 5.1% fall in electricity prices. However, opposition spokesman for the Treasury, Angus Taylor, says Labor's trying to manipulate headline inflation for political points.
The Treasurer, as always, has patted himself on the back. And the truth of the matter is what we see from this Treasurer is a cost of living con job, where our underlying inflation, our core inflation, remains sticky at close to 4%. Indeed, we are at the back of the pack. Since the beginning of the year, we are the only one of the major advanced countries in the world that has not seen a reduction in its core inflation. It's exactly where it was back in January.